on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Good morning. You are listening to Expression FM. I am Georgina Bolam and this is your news bulletin. Staff and students from the University of Exeter gathered in the Forum on Monday evening for demonstrations celebrating diversity. Amongst the speakers at Exeter University Stands Together was the founder of From Syria With Love, a lecturer in Hispanic Studies, and Students Guild President Toby Gladwin. Exeter's bookshop, Waterstones, is saying goodbye to its Costa Coffee Cafe and is launching a new independent bookshop cafe, bringing with it a selection of local breads, pastries and cakes. Opening on Saturday, families and students alike can join a day of entertainment. The launch will be a community event with the opportunity for customers to meet some of the cafe's local suppliers and to enjoy a free hot drink with every cake purchase. Theresa May will accuse politicians of sneering at the millions of ordinary people who backed Brexit, as she urges her party to seize a new centre ground and intervene more aggressively for the sake of working class families. In a withering attack at the Conservative conference on Wednesday, the Prime Minister will say, "Just listen to the way a lot of politicians and commentators talk about the public. They find their patriotism distasteful, their concerns about immigration parochial, their views about crime illiberal, and their attachment to their job security inconvenient." Donald Trump was put on trial in his absence during the vice presidential debate as his running mate Mike Pence was accused of trying to defend the indefensible. Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine used last night's face-off to attack Trump's record throughout the contest. Pence gave a polished performance that could have given some hope to Republicans, but he was repeatedly forced on the back foot by a brutal catalogue of Trump's actions and words. Thank you for listening. You are up to date.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.